The displeasure of many South Africans over a comment by former DA leader Tony Leon that leader Musi Maimane was an experiment that went wrong is shared by the One Movement leader. Leon made the remarks in an interview regarding his new book and has subsequently defended himself, saying the quote was one line out of an interview that was not published in full. He maintained that, in his view, Maimane was never committed to the ideals of the DA and that he was appointed the opposition leader on the day he arrived in Parliament. Well, joining us on the line to discuss the issue, we have Musi Maimane himself. Musi, a very good morning to you and welcome once again to Radio Islam International. It's been a while.
Yeah, good morning and good morning to all fellow South Africans.
Tony Leon seems to be attempting to clarify that what he meant was that the DA was experimenting by making you the leader of the opposition on the day you arrived in Parliament and by making you party leader before you had committed fully to the ideals of the DA. Do you still maintain that these comments are dehumanizing, or is there scope to give him the benefit of the doubt and say perhaps it's a bad choice of words to describe a political decision by the DA as he, Tony Leon, understood it?
Well, first and foremost, I think that anyone wants to refer to any human being as an experiment. Those comments are offensive. It doesn't matter what the context is. We have a history globally of experiments being done on human beings. I think that it's not a slip of the tongue. It's a deliberate intended pronouncement on his part. Secondly, I think that to make the argument to say I'd never passed the test of whether I believed everything the DA stood for is a test uniquely positioned for certain people inside the DA, clearly. And thirdly, I never voted for Tony Leon's DA because Tony Leon's DA ran a fight-back campaign which was focused on the consolidation of minorities. And so when I got into the DA, I wanted to make sure that it became a party for all South Africans, a party that moved on, that actually could attract South Africans from different walks of life. So simply because he didn't agree with that view and preferred a minoritism, suddenly it was now an inconsistency of values. And therefore, I reject his views. I think that they belong in the past. And more than anything, to suggest that the work that we did inside the DA wasn't to seek to build a party for South Africans is misleading.
Looking at what Tony Leon has said and other comments in the last 2 years by Helen Ziller and John Steenhuisen and others, in hindsight, do you think that there was an attempt by the DA to use you because of the color of your skin?
No, you know, when I went into the DA, I wanted to build about the change. And if you will remember, in 2016, there was a growth. There may have been others that seemed to believe their own views about who was doing what, but I'd never... I had the backing of the federal executive, I had the backing of federal council, and we were working hard to bring change to this country, and for a long time it was. The issue was not to use others or not. The issue was that there were some others who, when you reflect on the comments that you've made, rejected that project, rejected the idea that says that we need redress, that we need an education system that works for everybody, that we need... In many ways, we need an economy that works. We didn't need qualified franchise of certain South Africans to qualify to be in the DA. We needed a party for all people. And I think that for a long time, that project was bearing success until they decided that when we lost the four seats that we lost in 2019, that we needed to go back to fight back and a consolidation of minorities so that the DA becomes a party only for some. So it's a rejection of a project, and that's why I felt that subsequent to that I could not stay in the DA. I needed to move out of there to build One South Africa Movement, because if you don't build it outside to bring the change, the body politic in this country has failed us in the reconciliation project.
Musi, do you miss being in the front line of politics? There are those who will argue that these days you are hardly heard or seen until someone like Tony Leon makes controversial remarks about you.
No, I think I'm enjoying my role of building One South Africa. It's a grassroots movement that is focused on working with ordinary people. And so in many ways, it's a different form. It's bringing change from the bottom up rather than from the top down. Politics has become an elite sport. So I enjoy. I mean, we do a lot of work on fighting for education. We're doing a lot of work on fighting for entrepreneurs, to build entrepreneurs in this country. So I'm comfortable in the role that we're playing, and we're building a formidable force on the ground to be able to bring change in this country. Change in our nation has never been brought by in some ways simple political parties or adding more political parties to the list. It is brought by citizens, brought by people who from the grassroots up, stand up, rise up and fight for themselves to bring change. So I'm truly enjoying that role. And my political role, as I've expressed, that in 2024 we'll be standing and we'll run in this country to be able to bring about the change we need. So I'm really comfortable in the role that I'm playing in society at the moment.
Finally then, have you reached out to Tony Leon to directly express your sentiments in regards to his comments? Do you think it's worthwhile, if you haven't already done so, to maybe have a cup of tea with him and discuss the issue?
People who have cups of teas with others have got different agendas. I think more than anything, his views are well expressed. I don't believe I can change them. Sometimes you can work hard. If after all the years I interacted with him and had tea with him, he still believed in the things that he's written about, another cup of tea isn't going to help change his views. His views are his views. My job is now to focus on what I have to do. And ultimately, my greater concern is the people who Tony Leon ought to be having tea with are the members of the DA currently, because those people have to explain to themselves who are the experimenters and who has been experimented on. That's the question. And I think that's what Tony Leon needs to invest his time trying to explain to the people of this country.
Musi Memani, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.